Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. You guys watch any anime? You guys watch a lot of anime? Do you not watch anime at all? I would consider myself, maybe not. I wouldn't consider myself an anime watcher, dude, to be honest. At least not anymore. Not anymore. I would watch quite a bit back in the day of a few years ago, dude. I would be pretty invested in some anime, but like as of recently, dude, I just that desire to watch anime just sort of left me, you know what I mean? Not too sure what happened there, but like back in the day I would watch a whole bunch of Naruto, I would watch a whole bunch of Dragon Ball, and just any other animes that caught my eye, dude. But the one I really enjoyed the most is probably Dragon Ball. I know it's like the most normal anime out there, the most normie anime, I guess, but like that was the one I enjoyed the most, dude. I enjoyed Dragon Ball so much. I had like so many Dragon Ball games. It was ridiculous, dude. I was infatuated with Dragon Ball. In the last episode, we talked about how much I liked Sonic back in the day, dude. Sonic didn't have anything on Dragon Ball. It was kind of disgusting, my love for Dragon Ball, dude. It was ridiculous. I had so many Dragon Ball games, dude, for the PSP, for the Xbox, for the Wii, anything, dude. Dragon Ball merchandise, Dragon Ball wallpapers for my PSP, Dragon Ball wallpapers for my little laptop, dude. I remember that laptop, that thing was terrible, but I had a Dragon Ball wallpaper on it, man. I watched the Dragon Ball show every single day, dude. Remember a few episodes ago of this podcast, I mentioned how I would wait until they aired an episode of Dragon Ball where they had the outro played so I can record it on my MP3 player and listen to the outro song while I went to sleep, because I loved the outro song that much. That's how much I like Dragon Ball, dude. Really. They never played that outro song except for like just a very few times, dude, where they had to pad out the airtime. And the one time they did, I managed to catch it and I managed to record it, and I played that on my MP3 as I went to sleep. I would listen to it, dude, with the biggest grin on my face. There is nothing on this earth that can compare to my love of Dragon Ball. No other form of entertainment, I should say. To this day, Dragon Ball is still, it's still up there, dude. It is still up there. Like, I remember the first, what was the first Dragon Ball game I played? I think it was the very first Dragon Ball game I played, I believe, was Dragon Ball Raging Blast 1. Dragon Ball Raging Blast. I remember that. I'm pretty sure that was the first one I played. Really fun game. Really fun. It had a banger intro song. It was just an overall solid game, dude. Just pretty solid. Then they had another one, Dragon Ball Raging Blast 2. Its intro song was even better than the first one. And it even had a full-length Dragon Ball animated Dragon Ball movie in the game that you could watch. I'm pretty sure it was called Dragon Ball Z, The Plan to Eradicate the Super Saiyans or something. I'm pretty sure that was the name of the movie. It was pretty good. Dude, I'm trying to remember the name of the villain. I don't remember his name, but he looked pretty cool. It was like this big red pill looking dude. He looked like the pill from Osmosis Jones. You know, the main pill looking dude. That's what the villain looked like, literally. That's the first thing that that reminded me of that villain, Jesus Christ. Or I guess that's the first character that popped into my mind when I saw that villain for the first time. He literally looked like the pill from Osmosis Jones. It was crazy. It was crazy, man. They had a full-length movie in there. I would watch that movie every single time. every single time, dude. When I felt bored, oh, let's go watch the plan to eradicate the Super Saiyans over and over and over again, dude. Jesus Christ. I mean, it was essentially Dragon Ball Raging Blast 1 with just a few more characters. And that movie, of course, dude. I mean, it wasn't too much of a step up from the first one. But, I mean, hey, it didn't matter to me. I was still playing a Dragon Ball game. That's all that mattered to me. That's all that mattered, dude. And then I remember the first Dragon Ball PSP game I played was Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi Tag Team. I'm pretty sure that was what it was called. Really, really fun game. I dumped so many hours into that game, dude. So many hours. That is, without a doubt, the PSP game I played the most. Absolutely. Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi Tag Team. I'm pretty sure that was what it was called. Really fun game. As the name implied, you had, it was like a tag team type of game. But you didn't, like, tag out or anything. Your partner, your tag teammate fought with you at the exact same time in just this big open arena. So it was just 2v2 just match, I guess. I'm pretty sure you could also play, like, 1v1. But, like, the whole 2v2 thing was, like, the whole, you know, loop of the game. You know, it's in the name of the game, for Christ's sake, dude. There was also another Dragon Ball PSP game that I had, but I don't remember the name of it. It was like one of those typical 2D fighting Dragon Ball games, but I just don't remember the name of it. That's the thing. Oh, it was pretty fun, but I was pretty trash at it because it was a fighting game, and my little mind couldn't wrap my head around the combos and whatnot and what was going on. That's kind of what happened with, that other Dragon Ball game. Oh my God. What was it called, dude? Man, I don't remember what it was called. Dude, I need to find it. Hold on. I need to find it because I will not be able to go to sleep at night. Dragon Ball video games. I'm sure it'll be on this list. It has to be on this list, dude. I'm not gonna let you go until I find it. Hold on. Nope. No. Dude, I will find this game. I just don't worry. Oh, there's Tenkaichi Tag Team. Tenkaichi Tag Team came out in 2010, dude. Jesus Christ. I was 9 years old when that game came out. Lord have mercy. Dude, I don't see the game. There's so many Dragon Ball games. There was a Dragon Ball Connect game for the Xbox. Jesus, dude. No way. I don't see that game. Like, I can't even describe it. I mean, it was like a 2D fighting Dragon Ball game, but I don't remember the name of it. Oh my God. It wasn't a fever dream, too. I know it existed, dude. I can't remember it. Whatever, man, whatever. But it was pretty fun, but it was like the same issue I had with that one I was just describing for the PSP. I couldn't really fathom what was going on, and it was pretty short. It was really short. I'm pretty sure it only went to the Cell Saga, and then that's it. That was it. Oh, I found it. Burst Limit is what it was called, dude. Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit. Oh my God, that's what it was called. I remember because it had a really good theme song. The opening song was an absolute bop, dude. Was it Burst Limit? Yeah, this was it. So it kind of wasn't, then I remembered it wrong, because this wasn't like a fully 2D fighting type of game, dude. It's kind of, I don't even know how to describe this, dude. I don't even know how to describe this type of game, but I thought it was like a purely 2D fighting game. I mean, I guess all Dragon Ball games are like fighting games, if you know what I mean, but like, you know what I mean, dude. I don't know how to describe this type of game, but I thought it was pretty hard. That's all I remember. I thought it was pretty hard. Jesus Christ. Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit, and then there was Dragon Ball Z, oh my god, what was it? Ultimate Tenkaichi? Is that what it was called? Ultimate Tenkaichi? I gotta find the name of this one. I had it for the Xbox. Yeah, that's it. Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Tenkaichi. This one was weird. This was a pretty weird game. I got this game as a Christmas gift. This game came out in 2011. I was 10 when this game came out. How did this game go? I'm pretty sure it was like revolving around like a rock, paper, scissors system, I think. If I remember correctly, it was kind of odd. Like, your characters, they would enter this animation where they're both winding up attacks, and you as the player would have to enter in like either their equivalent of rock, paper, or scissors, and if you beat out the opponent, you win that engagement, you win that little mini game. And I'm pretty sure that's how most of the fight went there, if I'm remembering that correctly. That is what is coming to mind when I think of this game. So I might be remembering it right. I could be completely wrong. Maybe that part of the game was completely and utterly insignificant. But that's really what I remember about that game. That, like, rock, paper, scissors system that it had. And I thought that was kind of weird. I didn't like it too much. You know what I mean? But, this game was pretty fun, though. It had a bunch of characters, and the story mode was pretty cool. The little mini games in the story mode was pretty nice. It wasn't too bad, dude. I had this game as a Christmas gift. Jesus Christ. I remember it had online multiplayer, too. I remember I tried the online multiplayer one time, and I got absolutely demolished. Absolutely rolled. I remember the dude. I played the multiplayer one time and one time only, and I got absolutely rolled by some dude playing Broly. I got absolutely devastated by Broly. The one time I decided to play it, I was like, okay, no more. No thanks, I'll stick to single player. Jesus Christ, I got absolutely rolled in the multiplayer, dude. It was not fun. Not fun at all. I think that was the last Dragon Ball game I played, dude. I'm pretty sure. There was a whole bunch more scattered in between all those games, like, Dragon Ball. I don't think I played Infinite World. I remember that game, but I don't think I played it. I remember playing Budokai 3. I think at like my brother's house or like at a friend's house. I can't remember if it was my brother's house or a friend's house, but I didn't have that game myself. I just played it at somebody else's house. I don't remember whose house it was, though. But, there's a whole bunch more Dragon Ball games that I played. I just can't remember them all because there's just so many of them, dude. Good Lord. There are so many Dragon Ball games. It's crazy. I haven't played any of the newer ones, though. Like Xenoverse 2, the new, like, Kakarot game that came out that was apparently, like, really good or something. And Dragon Ball FighterZ, that one's like a fighting game. I'm gonna stay far away from any fighting game like that. No thanks. They are not my forte, dude. I am not good at fighting games. Good Lord. But Dragon Ball, that was some good stuff, man. Like, you'd be hard pressed to find someone who didn't like Dragon Ball. Seriously. Dragon Ball it's got that aura around it, you know. It's got a huge culture just backing it, dude. It's a powerful force. It's an undefeatable force of nature, Dragon Ball. Like, you'd be really hard pressed to find someone who doesn't like Dragon Ball. Seriously, come on now, it's Dragon Ball, man. Good Lord. Like, in my Naruto phase, I really liked watching Naruto. I'm pretty sure I watched it all the way to the end. I just can't remember, like, most of it because it was so long. But I played a few Naruto games, but it didn't really captivate me like Dragon Ball did. You know what I mean? Like, I had a Naruto game for the PSP, and I don't remember the name of it. I remember getting stuck in it. You'll find that to be a common theme when I talk about games and whatnot, dude. I got stuck on a whole bunch of them, dude. I'm telling you, my mind was feeble, incredibly feeble back then. I just couldn't comprehend what was going on. But I just can't remember the name of that Naruto game, but I had it for the PSP. I just got stuck and I just gave up on it. I gave up. Man, I might still have that game. I might still have it. I just gotta find where I kept all my PSP games. I don't know. I might still have it, but that was like the only Naruto game I played for the PSP. Naruto just didn't hold me like Dragon Ball did. The anime was fine. I watched the original Naruto, the very first Naruto, and then I watched Naruto Shippuden. Shidoobi-Puden. I watched that one. And I have not watched Boruto. I've heard some mixed things about Boruto. I heard from some people that it's really good. I heard from some people that it's really trash. I don't know. I gotta watch it myself to make a solid decision on it, dude. But like I said, Naruto, it's not bad, man. I like Naruto, but it's nowhere, for me at least, it's nowhere near the level of Dragon Ball. Nowhere near it. Nowhere close, to be honest, man. What else? Though I'm pretty sure those are like the only two anime games I played back then, to be honest. Just Dragon Ball and Naruto. I don't remember playing any more anime games like that, other than those two forces of nature. Let's say that they are pretty powerful in the world of anime. But you know what has been captivating me recently? JoJo. Jesus Christ, dude, when I had first seen JoJo, or at least like heard of it, I was like, don't know about that. That might be a little too outlandish for me, a little too out there. But when you sit down and watch it and just enjoy it, it's not bad, man. It's really entertaining. I'm really, really liking JoJo, like a lot right now. Jesus Christ, a lot. Like I'm currently reading part 7. I'm reading part 7. This is some crazy stuff, dude. This is awesome. I'm loving this. This is really good. See, when I first heard of JoJo, like I said, I didn't think I'd like it, dude. I thought JoJo was one character. I thought Joseph from part 2, I thought he was JoJo, and like the entire show was just about Joseph. Just about JoJo, the entire show, not just that season. I thought that was JoJo and we were gonna see his adventures, dude. No, I didn't know it was about like the many generations of the Joestar family, dude. Yeah, you learn a lot. You do learn a lot. It's some good stuff, man. A lot of people, like my friends, when I tell them, you guys watch JoJo, and they're like, oh, you watch JoJo? Don't know about that, buddy. Don't know about that. I'm like, give it a try. It's good stuff, man. It's very entertaining. I'm really liking JoJo, though. Who knows? I might sit down and like review my favorite JoJo seasons, my favorite JoJo parts, I guess I should say. It's some good stuff, man. I like it. I like it a lot. But that's gonna do it for me today. But before we go, we must recommend a song. The song we're gonna recommend on this fine day, it's a classic. It's a classic. Everybody's heard of it. Everybody's listened to it at least once, without a doubt. Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. Jesus Christ. A classic bop. Who hasn't heard of this song, dude? Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. I mean, like, what more do I need to say to sell you on this song? What more must I say? Just the name of the song alone. You know what it is. It's a classic. It's a bop. That's the song we're going to be recommending today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast if you have the ability to do so. And once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you want, send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode. It'll take you to Anchor's website. You can use that site to send in a voice clip using your microphone, using your phone. What else would you use? Jesus Christ. You can send in a question. You can send in a topic you want us to discuss. You can send in just a simple hello from wherever, dude. It doesn't matter to me. All that matters is that whatever you send in, just make sure it is safe to have on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Not literally, but you know what I mean. Goodbye.